It took me 10 years to make the perfect man cave.
And then we took it over. And we made it into the multiversal chamber.
Then I started my own podcast.
And we took that over too.
And we're the co-hosts, the Multiverse Kids.
Yeah, and I'm the dad, the geeky dad. And every week, we what?
We review the movies, shows, and books. Games and toys.
Yeah, and sometimes we even have a special guest. So, join us every week on the Geeky Dad Podcast.
I'm Ariana, 10 years old.
And I'm Rayon, and I'm 7 years old.
And we're the Multiverse Kids. We're the hosts, and we're about to go into the Multiversal Chamber.
Wait. You forgot to mention me. I'm your co-host.
Finally.
Yeah.
Well, we're the co-host. We can mention whoever we want.
Exactly. Seriously? Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll mention you. And this is the Geeky Dad, our co-host.
Yeah. Basically, I have a show called The Geeky Dad, and they are my co-hosts, and I always mention them. They don't even want to mention me.
I mentioned you just now.
Great.
We don't mention you because you don't let us take over the show.
Well, now I gave you your own show now.
Actually, you gave us a YouTube channel. That's
and now you have your own podcast.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, let's go into the multiversal chamber
right now.
Now.
Yeah!
So, this is our first episode of the Multiverse Kids show.
And that took 10 years to build this place.
The multiversal chamber.
Oh, you want to tell people what the multiversal chamber is?
Okay, so the multiversal chamber,
it can take us to different dimensions in the multiverse.
So we come down here and we do our shows.
Yeah. It has different stuff that we could do.
In this place, there is our toys. Most of it.
Some
video games.
Our arcade.
Yeah, we got an arcade. Super Marvel stuff from Marvel.
Our Labo.
The Labo that we already made.
Yeah, and you also teleport to different dimensions from this place.
I said that.
Multiverse.
Yeah. You know, because I'm a mad scientist. I made stuff.
Sure.
I made a multiversal machine in here.
This is his lair.
Yeah. Oh. By the way, kids, okay, I made this place for myself, okay, to do my experiments and you know, basically be my private secret headquarters, my man cave, and you guys took it over. You know, I was gonna, you know, use this device to take over the universe.
What?
I mean...
Did you get out of here, Rayon?
Come on!
He's a villain! I mean,
I changed my mind once I had my kids. I changed my mind, of course.
Once you had me, I was the first child.
Right. But then I had Rayon, and then I said, okay, I'm going to be a villain again.
Rayon!
Anyway, I got to go. I got to go fix the chamber. I think I see a pipe leaking, and we might get, like, spillage from another universe. You guys keep talking.
Oh, no. What if Dad doesn't fix it? Then different universes come in here, and they'll
different us start meeting each other. It's super cool, isn't it?
Wait, what if he tries to take over all those dimensions?
It's gonna be your fault, Ryan.
How?
Because you made him a villain again.
Okay, I fixed it. I used duct tape. It should be fine. Yeah.
If you're a mad scientist, why would you use duct tape?
Well, you know, duct tape is a mad scientist's favorite tool. It's very versatile.
Wait, what does that mean?
It's leaking again!
It's fine. It's nothing. Anyhow, why don't you tell people about this new show, this spinoff show? We are not going to be reviewing, like, movies and TV shows like the main show. This is just a show for just the kids only, right?
Get out of here! We'll do it.
He's the co-host. He has to...
Somebody has to do the technical stuff.
Exactly. Plus, he's a mad scientist. He wouldn't go out if you asked him.
Yeah. Tell me what you guys are going to be reviewing. You're going to be reviewing what? Video games?
Yeah! And toys!
And toys?
Yes. We want the multiversal chamber.
Yeah.
Yes.
And toys and maybe even kid movies or kid cartoons, maybe.
Yeah.
Cartoons.
Yeah, maybe cartoons. Who knows? Anything you guys want to do that's just for kids, right?
Wait. Anything?
Yeah. This is a show for kids and the pastimes that kids have. And the fun things that kids do, right?
I see a Spider-Man pinball machine.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to talk about all the stuff that you have, all the toys and all the video games and stuff.
I have a Barbie dream house. There you go. You found out about one of them.
Yeah.
And my little Buster.
Yeah. So, parents, if you have some kids, let them listen to this show.
Now!
Yeah.
Yes.
And parents, get away. This is not a show for parents. This is a show for the kids, right?
Yeah, even though there has a mad scientist in it who's actually an adult.
Well, you know, you gotta have some kind of villain. You guys are the superheroes.
Yeah!
We're superheroes!
Let's fight the crime!
And you have to fight your father!
Okay.
Are you trying to make this like Star Wars?
I'm Luke Skywalker!
No, you're not.
No, you're not. No. That means you're, for some reason, you're in love with me and it's like so...
Yeah! I'm Anakin!
Then you're gonna kill yourself.
Yeah, you kill yourself. This is the Marvel Superheroes
Arcade 1-Up.
3 games in one. We're gonna do a review about it.
Let's turn it on.
Let's see.
It's loading.
Yeah.
Okay, still loading.
Okay. While it's loading, which game should we play?
Okay.
Now
we should pick a game.
Wait, it's not picking yet. Wait.
Should we fight each other?
Okay, stop. So there's Marvel superheroes, like where the Avengers, like basically like different superheroes in the Marvel universe, like not
all the bad guys.
They have to fight, but there's also Infinity Gems that you have to collect.
They're like powers.
And at the end, you like fight Thanos. There's also X-Men, Children of the Atom, where basically it's the same thing.
Except, but it's only the X-Men.
Yeah. Then there's the Punisher, where you work together, where two people work together if you want.
To fight bad guys.
There's Punisher and
Nick
Fury, the old one. They fight each other. Okay, so we're gonna pick
this.
Marvel superheroes. Okay.
Let's fight.
Okay, then once you pick it, it shows like what all the different stuff that you could do.
I always do the hard punch and the hard kick.
It shows you all the instructions for everything. So, yeah.
And if you combine the buttons together, like if you press 2 at the same time,
it makes a different attack. Okay. We're gonna play. Okay.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. I'm first player.
I'm fighting.
I'm always Psylocke. Rand Spider-Man. Okay, we're gonna be fighting.
This is the Winter Wolf fighter.
There's mind space, time space. Okay, I didn't really read it all. There's reality too.
Dang it!
Okay, so we're fighting right now. Rand has the mind gem. Rand's losing. He's Spider-Man.
You're just like totally killing him.
Yeah, I won.
And I have 2 gems.
Who cares?
Wait.
Dang it, he has 3 gems.
gonna press more than one button all the time. Okay. Who's gonna win? Oh, you just button smashing the same button.
I got a soul gem!
Oh, KO.
Oh, yeah! Now, we're gonna turn it off, okay? Okay, now we're gonna give our review. I really like the game. I give it 4 thumbs up, even though it only has one girl that you can play with. You know what? I changed that to 3 thumbs up. I give it 4
really?
Thumbs up.
All 3 games you're reviewing.
Okay. Okay, so the Marvel Superheroes game, it has one girl in it. I give that 3 thumbs up.
Yeah? What about you?
I give the Marvel Superheroes game 4 thumbs up because it has Spidey.
Then there's the X-Men game. That, of course, has a lot of girls because there's a lot of girls in the X-Men. I give that, again, 3 thumbs up. Sometimes it doesn't really work.
Who's your favorite player in that? Huh?
Same thing. Psylocke.
Yes. Storm?
Sometimes Storm.
I like it because it has 2 of my favorite boys.
Who?
Wolverine and
Cyclops.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always play as Wolverine.
What about
Punisher is 4 thumbs up. That's like the best.
Me too.
It's 2 players game. You cannot die. Plus, it's kind of like, you know, the... Yeah, plus it's kind of like Shredder's Revenge.
Yeah, you guys like that game because you just like killing people.
Yeah.
No, not really. Yeah. Rand is usually... I'm usually Nick Fury, Rand's Punisher. He kills the people.
Okay.
Yeah, he kills more people.
That's what you guys do in the Multiverse Chamber. Just kill people on your video game.
But...
Arcade. It's arcade.
But you can switch to another game while you're still playing. You have to turn it off and turn back on and pick another game.
Yeah, that's kind of like the downside of it.
All right.
Because it like
you
takes
know,
a long time.
You guys
to load.
Are lucky. When I was a kid, we got to keep on putting quarters inside the game to keep playing. This one, you don't have to keep putting quarters. They give you unlimited lives. You guys are lucky. You know?
Yeah.
You know how much money I spent?
No.
I went
more than $1.
I went with a bag of quarters.
Why could you just put in $1?
They didn't take dollars. They take only quarters.
Okay.
Why didn't you put a penny?
They don't take pennies.
It's not going to be enough.
Yeah. Well.
25 pennies.
Okay, that was our review.
Yeah.
Bye.
Anyhow, this is our first episode, and I hope you guys come back and listen to our show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Make sure you listen to the Geeky Dad podcast.
Yeah. But you need to listen to this more. If you don't,
then we're going to hunt you down.
Oh, boy. You started this on this side. Okay.
And we're going to get out of the Geeky Dad
it's
podcast.
It's your fault. You turn into a villain, and then you're going to make your villain genes go into us.
Yeah, well, maybe my smartness genes went inside of you.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Make sure to hit the bell, subscribe, and like to the channel and the Geeky Dad podcast channel. And the Multiverse Kids.
But you better listen.
Yeah, you better listen. Please listen. Please,
or else, we will haunt you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
Bye.
The word of the day is
multiverse.